Welcome to the How to Be Happy with Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Becky Smith. I'm your certified life and creation coach. I'm here to guide you through the process of setting boundaries, letting go of fear and guilt, improving relationships with others, but most importantly, the relationship with yourself. Because life is better when you're truly happy with yourself. Hello, welcome to the podcast. I want to remind you about the retreat that Sabrina and I are doing in Phoenix, Arizona. It starts April 21st and finishes on April 23rd. It is going to be amazing. It is about dreaming big. It is about finding what's next for you in your life. And if nothing else, it's just a dedicated space and time for you to work on you, to get to move your body, to get to relax, to meditate, to create a vision and a plan for yourself. Not to mention getting to hang out with some other amazing women who are in the same mindset and headspace. So check out the link in the show notes. Click on it. It's at an amazing price. It's all inclusive. Maybe think of it as an FSY for moms. You send your kids off to that almost every year or some version of it, and they come home revitalized and renewed. So what if this is that for you? Come and hang out with us. If you have any questions, send me a DM, Becky Smith Coaching on Instagram, or you can text me if you know me personally. Just ask questions. Check out really cheap airfare to come down here, or if you're local, then you can just hop on over. So I hope to see you then. Today, I want to talk about why you should toot your own horn, or why celebrating your accomplishments matter. People who have a habit of people-pleasing, putting others first, often struggle to acknowledge and celebrate their own accomplishments. They might worry that doing so is selfish, self-centered, or arrogant, or they might just be really uncomfortable drawing attention to themselves. Because when you're in a habit of people-pleasing, you get your self-worth and your validation from how happy other people are in your life. And you feel overly responsible for other people's feelings. So taking that attention on yourself and acknowledging and celebrating your own accomplishments can be difficult. But I want to let you know that it is a skill that can be improved, and it is a skill that is valuable to you. And not just to you, but it also benefits the people around you. One of the main benefits of celebrating your own accomplishments is that it gives you perspective on your own progress. It's really hard when you're in it to feel the progress that you're making. It can feel like you're just on that treadmill that's going nowhere. You know that one at the gym or that bicycle where you're just pedaling but you're not moving anywhere? I don't know about you, but life can feel like that sometimes, and even big goals can feel like that sometimes. So stopping to acknowledge and celebrate the progress that we've made helps us to see the gains. And the gains are so important because we like to live in the gap. We always like to look at what we're missing or what isn't there. I think that's just a natural, normal human tendency. It's not bad per se because it can help keep us moving forward, but it can be a stumbling block when it prevents us from seeing how far we've already come and what we have already accomplished. Sharing your accomplishments can also help other people. As I was becoming a fitness instructor, it really helped me to see instructors that were ahead of me, for them to share their story with me, for them to say, I was here and now I'm here. Also, in this coaching journey that I have been on, it has been really helpful to have other women say, I made this much money last year, and not be ashamed of it. And it's helped as I'm going through school to see stories of women my age or older who got their degree, who went on to do great things. It just shows me what's possible in the world. Not only is acknowledging and celebrating your accomplishments good for you, but it is good for other people. The next thing I want to talk about is overcoming the fear of self-promotion. I think this fear often shows up as thinking that we're going to come across as vain, conceited, selfish, self-centered, or arrogant. And then in the LDS culture, this one's a big one, prideful. We don't want to be prideful. We've been taught our whole lives how bad that is. There is a talk by President Ezra Taft Benson who talked about the sin of pride. And so often we get confused thinking that when we celebrate our accomplishments or acknowledge our accomplishments, that we are being prideful. But I've come to learn a lot more about pride. Part of that has come from reading that talk by President Benson. He talked a lot about thinking that we're better than people, right? Thinking that we're self-centered, we're arrogant, we're conceited. That's all the pride that he's talking about. But he also talks about pride from the bottom looking up. The other was pride from the top looking down. And I've talked about this before on the podcast, but in my mind, pride is a continuum. And on one end is the I'm not good enough and everybody is better than me pride. And on the other end is I'm better than everyone else. But they're all pride. I think sometimes if you're in the habit of people pleasing, it seems so much easier and maybe even better to think you're less than other people. I used to think that's what humility was, but I've since found that is not humility. That is the opposite. It's actually pride. So if you're afraid of acknowledging and celebrating your accomplishments because you think that it's prideful, so you maybe put yourself down or you compare yourself to other people's accomplishments and say, yeah, I got a bachelor's degree, but it wasn't a master's. Or I got these grades and not these grades. And you put yourself down and you're on that spectrum of pride again. So one way to overcome this is to, as always, I'm learning that it is like the secret of the universe, that everything is about finding the balance, finding the middle ground. And it is the same thing with pride. So we're not going to be on one end thinking that we're better than people, and we're not going to be on the other end thinking that we're not as good as other people, but we're going to be in the middle where it says, I am good and worthy and whole, and so is everyone else. So an example of this is I recently graduated from BYU, Idaho with my bachelor's degree. And I thought I wanted to walk at the graduation, but it is a like 15-hour car ride or a plane ride and a car ride up there. And I just wasn't sure that it was worth the effort. And some of those little sneaky thoughts would come in like, it doesn't matter, it's not a big deal. Like all of those kind of things would come in, and maybe some self-doubt and some more of my limiting beliefs. But I had someone encourage me to do it, to make the effort to go to the freezing cold Rexburg, Idaho, go on a campus that I've never set foot on before, graduate. And I have to say that I am so glad I did, because it was taking a moment to recognize how far I've come. It was taking a moment to acknowledge and celebrate me. And it wasn't putting myself above anyone else. It wasn't putting myself below anyone else. It was saying, this is what I've done and I am proud of me. And I was a little taken aback at the emotional response that I had to it. At the end, after we walked across the stage and we all sat down, and the MC or whoever's in charge of graduation was giving his final words and speech, and then he just started clapping for us. And then everyone in the stadium was clapping. And then all the graduates started clapping, and then people started standing up, and then there was just clapping and clapping, and they were saying, take this moment, take it in and feel it. And I did. I just started crying, and then the tears wouldn't stop, because what was coming was, see, Becky, all those limiting beliefs, all the times you told yourself you couldn't do it, or that you weren't good enough, or that you didn't persevere, or you weren't consistent, all of that, it's not true. Look what you did. Look what you accomplished. I was able to just sit in that for a little while and just get a little relief from all that self-doubt, because I don't know about you, but self-doubt is a constant presence in my life. And sometimes I can turn it down, but it's still always there. And so it was a very much of turning it down. And so that's another thing that celebrating your own accomplishments does for you, is it helps turn down that self-doubt and those limiting beliefs. And now I have that in my head always. Of, no, that's not true, Becky. You can do this because you did that. You can do this. That's not true. I want to think about in your life where you have some thought errors. When maybe something really great or some accomplishment, or maybe you lost weight. Maybe you ran your first marathon. Maybe you bought your first house. Maybe you paid off your car. I don't know what it is. But you had some accomplishment and you were afraid to share it with people because you thought, what will they think of me? Will they think she's so full of herself? Will they think she's conceited? Will they think she's arrogant? Will they think she's selfish and prideful? The truth is, they might think that, but that's on them. You get to decide what it means. You get to look at those thoughts, question them. Well, is that what that means? Is that what I'm doing? Do I think I'm better? What has this done for me? And there's always the thought of what other people think of me is none of my business. You can also ask yourself how this accomplishment has changed you, made you a better person, and how it can benefit other people. Your example can help other people see what is possible in their lives. And what you accomplish just might bless other people's lives because now you're better able to serve them and help them. If you lost weight, maybe you can help somebody else lose weight. If you're good at budgeting, now you can help someone else be good at budgeting. Take this moment to think about that thing that you've been working on, that you did and that you accomplished. If nothing else, just take a moment, a silent moment, to say, I did it. If you can even be a little more brave, then tell someone else or put it on your social media. Let people know what you accomplished. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the link for the retreat. I hope to see you in April. And bye for now.
If you have ever felt like you know what you should be doing to be happy with yourself, but you can't seem to get yourself to do it, then I'm the life coach for you. Click on my calendar in the show notes to sign up for a free life coaching session, personalized and tailored to help you get unstuck and be happy with yourself.